We were ready to retire from the military, and we found...
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game-changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its head-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Airports along Florida's west coast closed and the far outer bands of Hurricane Milton already moving in. The massive hurricane expected to make landfall near Tampa Bay tomorrow night. Governor Ron DeSantis says time is running out to evacuate and storm surge could reach a record 15 feet and the hurricane will move across much of the state.
I've also spoken to the president and the FEMA administrator. We've had our request approved for pre-landfall. We will get a landfall major disaster declaration approved once the storm hits.
Israel adding more troops for its ground operations in southern Lebanon targeting Hezbollah. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today appealing directly to people in Lebanon to rise up after the killings of Hezbollah's longtime leader.
Stand up and take your country back.
Severe heat in the West keeping its grip and breaking records in normally cool cities like San Francisco and Denver today. This is ABC News. Some wildfire victims in San Bernardino, California, who have been out of their homes for a month, are now being allowed to go home.
A month ago, what was called the line fire made them race to get away from the flames. That fire would go on to burn close to 44,000 acres in San Bernardino County. Now the community of Angeles Oaks is finally open again. The evacuation warning in place for a month is being lifted. A month ago, flames were raging. Now they have calmed. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Legal defeat for Google, a judge ordering the company to make it easier for App Store developers to compete with Google's Play Store on devices using Android software. Google plans to appeal. Two pioneers of artificial intelligence have been awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics. The winners, American John Hopfield of Princeton University and Jeffrey Hinton, a Canadian-British citizen with University of Toronto. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Meet Brian. He just got $5,000, and it was pretty easy. I'll tell you how in 10 seconds. Brian needed cash help. After being rejected by banks, he tried 27cash.com. Told them how much he needed, even let them know he had bad credit. In minutes, 27cash.com found a lender who deposited $5,000 into his bank account the very next day. If you need cash help, even if you have bad credit, go to 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Believers City Church in Menominee holds community Bible discussions in towns throughout our region. Join us in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill for a weekly Bible study every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. No matter what church you attend, you're welcome to participate in this local Bible study. Our goal is to increase your knowledge, your discipleship, and your Christian fellowship. So drop in, enjoy some food and fellowship, and let's dig into God's Word together.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Bright and beautiful today with high temperatures scraping 70 degrees. skies stay clear tonight. We crash chilly to the upper 30s. And for tomorrow, another day with a ton of sun and warmer temperatures. In fact, we climb to the mid-70s tomorrow and hit 80 on Thursday. Higher work health insurance costs again? Call 1-800-693-9308 to find lower rates. Right now, 66 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. During a stop in Milwaukee Tuesday afternoon, President Joe Biden announced a 10-year deadline for U.S. cities to replace lead pipes. The president said that effort will make drinking water safer. The latest forward exams scores from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction are out, and DPI says changes to the design of the test have not lowered standards. Those changes include new labels for categories of forward exam achievement and lowering the scores students must achieve to be considered proficient or advanced. Conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty says those revisions mean it's more difficult to make year-to-year comparisons of student achievement and school improvement. The American Red Cross of Wisconsin is renewing its call for blood donations in the wake of Hurricane Helene and as Hurricane Milton approaches the Florida Gulf Coast.
They say winning never gets old, but overplaying did for me. Day in, day out, I was always chasing that next big win, desperately trying to win back what I had lost. I kept thinking the next one is the big one. But then my wife gave me the numbers that I needed. The Problem Gambling Helpline was a lifeline, and with help, I got my life back. I learned to manage my impulses and make informed choices. I found more time to do the things I love without having to carry the burden of chance. Now I'm not spending all of my money and my time playing my lucky numbers, hoping for a winning hand or betting on that parlay. So before you place that next bet, remember to bet on yourself, because when you gamble responsibly, everyone's a winner.
If you or someone you know gambles more frequently than planned or has made repeated, unsuccessful attempts to stop gambling, call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. There is hope. There is help. And there is a path to peace of mind. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment providers, Durand. Numbers RS, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. And Prime Realty of Mondovi. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Prime Realty, the area's number one home seller. The Durand Police Department has a new part-time police officer. Jocelyn Carruthers began her duties with the department over the weekend after graduation from the CVTC Law Enforcement Academy. Carruthers has been a part of the department, starting with her attendance in the Law Enforcement Explorers program while attending Durand, Arkansas High School. She was also an intern with the department while attending CVTC. The Minnesota Housing Commission approved a $2.9 million workforce housing development grant to the city of Wabasha for a 50-unit market-rate apartment building in downtown Wabasha. The city of Wabasha and its Port Authority selected Keller Bartman Properties of Red Wing to be the development partner on a city-owned site. The site is located at the intersection of Allegheny Avenue and 2nd Street. The apartment building will be a four-story building with studios, 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units, exercise room, community room, and 38 underground parking stalls. The project will be under construction next year, with apartments expected to begin leasing at the end of 2026. A handful of UW Eau Claire students marked yesterday's anniversary of the attack on Israel with a protest. About a half dozen students took to campus yesterday to talk about Gaza and the impact of the war on Gaza. Yesterday was the one-year anniversary of the attack that killed over 1,000 Israelis and has touched off a war that has raged since. Wisconsin's election managers say they're ready for the November election. The Wisconsin Elections Commission yesterday said their preparations are all in place for next month's election day. That included a new round of training for local election clerks, updates to the state's voter registration database, and new security measures. WEC says they want to make sure that voters know how much work they're putting into this year's presidential race. WEC Administrator Megan Wolf said they started getting ready for after the 2020 election and have spent the past 4 years leading up to this day. It soon will cost more to play Mega Millions in Wisconsin, a lot more. Lottery managers say Mega Millions tickets will jump from their current $2 price tag to $5 starting next year. The promise is that the more expensive tickets will lead to larger jackpots. This will be just the second time since 2002 that Mega Million prices have gone up. The new $5 price tag begins in April. Lottery managers say there are no plans to change the price for Powerball tickets. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion with the police chief on adoption of golf cart fines, sign and ordinance updates, and the tourist park ordinance amendment and establishing fines. There will also be reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center. The merger of two United Way organizations in western Wisconsin means the popular Day of Care is returning to Dunn and Pepin counties, and volunteers and projects are needed to make it successful. The event is an annual day of action connecting teams of corporate and government volunteers with nonprofits from across Dunn and Pepin counties. Volunteer teams complete half-day projects at local nonprofits. Announcing the return of the Day of Caring in Dunn and Pepin counties on October 10th is one of the first major initiatives of the merged organization, said Stephen McCarthy, the group's executive director. For more details about the inaugural Day of Caring and how to become a sponsor, register a team, or submit a project, visit uwvalleys.org. That's uwvalleys.org. It's 9 years in prison for a St. Croix County man from a 4th of July road rage incident last year. A judge yesterday sentenced Thaddeus Smith to prison after he rammed a car, then ran over two women at the boat launch in Hudson July 2nd of last year. Prosecutors say he was angry after a fight at the boat launch. Smith pleaded guilty to being drunk and hitting the two women. After his prison term, he'll spend the next 10 years on probation. Eau Claire's new budget looks to spend more money on city workers. That city unveiled its proposed 2025 budget last night. The spending plan tops $190 million for the first time. That'd be about a 6% increase from the current budget. Just over 40% of that money is for city workers' paychecks and benefits. The rest is for everything from fire trucks to new roads. City manager Stephanie Hirsch says Eau Claire is looking to invest in core city services. That includes a big bump for Eau Claire's Neighborhood Services Division that looks to recoup its money with more fines through stricter code enforcement. Dozens of people in Wisconsin have gotten sick from eating bad eggs in the state. The CDC said the egg recall based at a farm in Bonduelle has sickened 42 people in Wisconsin and another 23 across the country. The CDC upgraded the recall to a class 1, which means people can get seriously ill and even die from eating the bad eggs. No one has died yet, but public health managers say 24 people have had to go to the hospital. The eggs were sold under the brand names of Milo's Poultry Farms, M&E Family Farms, and Tony's Fresh Market. Duck eggs from Happy Quackers Farm are also included in the recall. You're listening to WRDN News.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit. With world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates. We now know the site of one of Minnesota's favorite winter traditions. Officials say ice castles will take place at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds for the 24-25 season. The event has been held at several locations over the years, most recently in Maple Grove. Plans include a one-acre winter playground made of ice featuring slides, caves, and fountains. Tickets will go on sale November 26th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-2706.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Legacy MC and Ellen's Part Company. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strummy, Aaron Everham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
It's my responsibility as a driver to leave the sport in a better place than it was when I got here. And certainly sometimes it comes with controversial takes.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
They bang sideways at the line. Photo finish.
An in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
Legacy Motor Club announced today that they and crew chief Dave Ellens have parted ways. The news comes after the company's first top five finish of the NASCAR Cup Series season, when Eric Jones and the Ellens-led number 43 Toyota team landed fifth at Talladega Super Speedway. Ellens has one Cup victory to his credit, with Jones at Darlington in 2022 under the Petty GMS Motorsports banner. Ben Bayshore, who has crew chief for John Hunter Nemechek on the team's number 42 entry, will serve as Jones' new leader. Brian Campy, who joined Legacy this past weekend as technical director, will serve as interim crew chief for Nemechek. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-299-1058. 800-299-1058. Again, that's 800-299-1058.
Coverage, deductibles, and claims may vary. For details, go to endurancewarranty.com.
A slow start for the New York Jets has cost Robert Saleh his head coaching job. I'm Bill Scott with sports. ESPN's Adam Schefter first to report Saleh's firing after a 2-3 start in New York and a 20-36 overall record. His firing marks the first time in owner Woody Johnson's 25 tenure that he's fired a head coach in the middle of the season. Defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich will take over on an interim basis. Today's an off day for the Packers. They'll return to the practice field tomorrow and put their 3-2 record on the line this Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. National League Divisional Series on tap today. The Mets and Phillies battle in New York. That series even at 1. Dodgers and Padres also even at a game apiece with Game 3 in San Diego tonight. And the NHL's regular season opens tonight with defending NHL champion Florida Panthers, set to raise their championship banner to the rafters before facing off against the Boston Bruins. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The USA Clay Target League has been one of the most successful amateur sporting ventures of the past 20 years. The league announced last week that its founder, Jim Sable, had passed away. I'll share more details about this remarkable man and the league he founded when we return. But first,
sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onyxmaps.com.